salary rates going into effect based on the recently signed contract for home health care workers. The Public Safety Subcommittee unanimously recommends this bill be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Miller, co-chair. Sir, I would like to make a motion that the recommendation be modified so we delete the dash one amendment. I realize this is an unusual process at full committee, but if we don't do that, this bill will have certain constitutional issues that prevent it from going forward. Is there any objection?
Mr. President?
Sure.
Maybe you can enlighten us as to what the constitutional objection would be or the constitutional issue.
This bill would be unable to move forward. Representative Miller.
I was just going to explain. I'm sure you understand that part, the 31 and 16 requirement.
Oh, yeah. That would be a constitutional
That would be the
problem.
Constitutional defect, as I've been led to understand. I'm sure that we have to modify this in order to affect the salary freeze. The purpose, just so that the members of the committee and the full assembly understand, the dash one amendments were simply to try to indicate that this process needs to come to an end. The July 26 date is more than generous in the eyes of many for us to actually come to decisions and finalize our work through this process. It is physically possible. The challenge so far, I guess, has been on the mental side. But we understand the angst that some members have. I'm also reminded of the bill that the co-chair just carried that continues funding a lot of things through the 31st. And I would, just as one member, indicate that maybe we shouldn't count on per diem past the 31st if we can't cut it off on the 26th.
Further discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Senator Margaret.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm an absolute no on this. I think it's an absolute farce.
You may be a yes on my motion, a no on the original bill. Is what
I'm a no on everything.
Okay, well, that's okay, too.
No.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to interrupt, Senator. I just wanted to.
I'll listen to that.
Any other? It's Representative Butler.
Mr. Co-Chair, I want to go on record as being the member not only that represents the largest district in this state, but who has to travel the furthest and who actually incurs a rather substantial out-of-pocket expense in order to serve in the legislature. And I propose this very thing that the Dash 1 amendments are doing, and that is to stop the per diem in the very first session here to the co-chair at that particular time. And that that was of concern to that particular co-chair. And I guess I would have to say this. If we can't do the people's business in the appropriate amount of time and get out of town, then I just don't believe that we ought to be doing people's business in a regular session. My concern is that even though I travel 400 plus miles to one way to be here, I don't sleep in my own bed, haven't slept in my own bed now for over 6 months. It doesn't say anything about my morals. I just happen to live out of town. But I'd like to go home as much or more than anyone here, but I'll be blessed if I want to have the opportunity to continue to pick up a per diem just so we can say we were in session. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative T. Smith and then T. Smith, is that okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. I appreciate the intent of House Bill 3644, but I do have trepidation in that there's 20 of us here, yet there's another 40 in the House, 50 in the House, another 20 in the Senate who are going to be impacted by this. And for some of those folks, service is very difficult for them in taking away their means of being able to serve. And I think we need to take that into consideration. We as a body, if we want to be out of here by the 26th of July, we need to make up our minds to be out of here by the 26th of July and do it, not withhold money from folks who are needing that money to allow them to be here.
Representative T. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just want to go on record as these things have been said before, but I feel a great desire to say this. We are a citizen legislature. For the most part, that means most of us are not very wealthy. if you want to have a legislature based on the pay that we get, which is below minimum wage if you add up all the hours we serve, and if you want only wealthy people to represent us, then take away your per diem. But if you want a truly representative citizen legislature of the state of Oregon, I suggest we continue on with the people's business, but we leave the per diem and the salary the same. Now, we've already taken a pay cut last September, and we got no media coverage for that. But that was about a $50 pay cut on a $1,300 a month salary. Now, we're asking ourselves to do that again, and that's fine, because I think it's mainly a symbolic gesture, that a message that we're sending to other agencies: don't expect to be having big raises on the backs of the citizens, of the taxpayers of the state of Oregon. But by the same token, the people send us here to do gargantuan work. They send us here to do tasks that they can't perform themselves. And in this session of the legislature, we are going down a road that I don't think this body has ever gone down before in the history of the legislature, with the budget problems we have, with the great needs of the citizens of the state of Oregon who are asking us to do. And I strongly suggest that we have enough respect and dignity for ourselves that an $85 per diem is okay to have. And I can go home to my district, which is Mallala, which most of you folks know is not a rich place, or Mount Angel, and say, yeah, I voted to keep my $85 a day per diem because you sent me down there to be able to afford to do a job that not many other people want to do right now. And I'm kind of proud of the fact that I get it. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I get $1,283 a month, and while I'm in session, an $85 a day. I am not ashamed of that. And if we can't get out of here by July 26, it's because we're having the same amount of problems deciding what to do as the rest of the 3.5 million people in this state are having problems deciding what to do. And I think this body is extremely representative of the population across the state. And I'm proud to serve. And I'm proud to take my money. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Senator Devlin? Anyone else? Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I agree with most of what I've heard from my colleagues today. I live quite a distance. I live 133 miles, specifically from my parking space downstairs, each way. And I have two choices. I can rent a place to live here, or I can commute. And if I were to commute, I'd only make it a part of the way through the session. I'd be then on the side of the road somewhere. I mean, there's no question about that. I'd fall asleep at the wheel, and then, heaven forbid, I might take somebody with me. So that's not a viable option. So here I am. But what bothers me the most about what's been talked about the last 24 hours in this building is the notion that I'm only going to stay here as long as the per diem holds out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. I think that if I'm going to be here, that somebody is supposed to provide me with the means to be able to be here. But if somebody decides they're going to cut off the per diem and we're not done by then you better make sure that the city of Salem doesn't have an ordinance prohibiting me and from buying a tent and pitching it out in the grounds, because I don't have a lot of other options. It's just, don't tell me that I'm not going to be here. I am. I may finally find out whether or not I qualify for food stamps. If we get much further into this, we're going to freeze our salary and cut off our per diem. But until we do what the people sent us here to do, I'm not going home. So I don't appreciate being threatened. And it's just, you know, I think that somebody should be helping me be able to do this. And that's, I came here. We talk about contractual stuff this session. I came here under the employment belief that there was going to be per diem that went with the thing so that I could afford the apartment that I've rented. But it irritates me that somebody believes that when the per diem runs out, I'm going home.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Morse.
Mr. Co-Chair, have we mapped out a schedule that would allow us to leave the building by the 26th of July?
You would have to ask leadership that, sir.
Well, it seems to me that if we have a roadmap and it has some dates on it that allows us to get out of here, this is a reasonable thing to do. If the roadmap doesn't take us there, then it probably isn't a reasonable thing to do. I, for one, am voting to get out of here. There's no reason to delay it, in my opinion. But we need a roadmap that gets us there.
I think they're in the process of developing that roadmap, Senator. And hopefully it will be done by July 26th.
Thank you.
Yes, Representative Hansen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I supported the change in the capping on the per diem in the Public Safety Committee. Since that time, I've had time to visit with some various members. Of the 90 people that serve in the legislature, there's probably 90 different circumstances. And where I personally could support this and think that it sends a certain message to the public, I'm certainly aware that it could create, after some conversations, it could create a significant hardship for some of the 89 other members of the legislature that are empowered by their people by their citizens to be here to be representing them. So I'll be very willing to support your proposed amendment.
Thank you. Further comments, discussion? Senator Gordley.
Mr. Co-Chair, I wish to be associated with the remarks of the good representative Tootie Smith and also the good Senator Joan Dukes, and I appreciate the eloquence within which they spoke. Thank you.
Well stated. Representative Bates.
I'm to a great degree going to echo the same statements and feelings. I understand what we're probably trying to drive people to get a sense of urgency to get us on board and get this thing wrapped up, and I understand that. I just don't think this is necessarily the best way to do it because there's people in this building who have very little control of where this process is going. They're not in leadership. They very much want to move things forward but have no way of doing that. And quite frankly, they're going to be hurt by this in a way that it makes it really difficult for them to stay engaged and have a positive attitude to get this thing closed down. And so I respectfully would not support this.
Mr. Chair.
Further discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Winters.
Mr. Chair, just a brief comment, because I know that your amendment removes this, but I know that this panel here feels the urgency of getting its job done to get out of this building. I know I, as your sub-chair, would like to move her budget and to move the work that's being done by my subcommittee very expeditiously. So I think that this panel here feels somewhat very frustrated by saying that we're diligently doing our jobs here. We committed ourselves to staying here until the job is done, and to then say to this body who is working long hours and is committed to a job to say, but we're going to put an artificial date there somehow that you've got to work for it. I think if all of us sitting here would be very anxious to have this done the end of this month, if, as the good senator stated, if we had some kind of roadmap and some definitiveness that came from the leadership. We're not the bottleneck. We certainly are doing our job and want to get these budgets out. So I think this, you're speaking to the choir here who is committed, dedicated to doing the people's business. And I think we're also committed to staying here until they get the job done. I'm not really affected if some of my colleagues, but to deny an individual who is traveling clear across the state to come here, who has to rent a place here in Salem, have to buy food in this town, I think that's a wrong message to send. We sent the message earlier when we all agreed to go ahead and take a reduction in our pay. And the pay that we get is less than minimum wage. You know, we're out here saying to everybody else, you cannot pay somebody less than minimum wage, yet this body works at less than minimum wage. And it just is not, I don't think, a good pathway for us to take as leaders to be doing that. And I just had to echo what my colleagues have said. The sacrifices here at this panel, and I believe that we will continue to work as hard as we can to get these budgets out.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Carter.
I just kind of owe you an apology.
No,
I mean,
owe you an apology.
I just got so incensed, you know. I just got so emotionally wound up by stuff that seemed to me, no comment on anybody else, just to me, it just seems so idiotic to me for something like this to happen when you're already working for less than minimum wage. Yes, it's my passion. Yes, I want to be here. Yes, I want to speak for the little people. Yes, I do need to have to pay for my apartment here because I have a mortgage in Portland. And I'm telling you, $85 a day doesn't do it for that, but it certainly goes a long way in helping toward that end. And I think that when we do stuff like this, it makes the public think, these guys, don't they have something else to do than to spend some time paying for some bill like this and all the cost that goes with it? Who are you fooling? And so, Mr. Chairman, yes, I will vote for your amendment, which makes it a little easier and a little more palatable. But I'm an absolute, positively, down-to-the-gut no on this kind of stupid, idiotic stuff coming before this body.
Actually, Senator, I appreciate your passion.
That was an
apology. Senator
George. Co-chair, I don't appreciate it because you had a unanimous vote coming out of a committee just this afternoon. And this was very thoughtful. We recognize there's 30 days. This is costing $53,000+ a week. And I think it's very reasonable that we get our work done and get out of here. There's a lot of games that I believe are being played in this building just for the purpose of dragging people sideways through a knot hole. And I think it's very important that we would send some message that there was an urgency to complete the people's work and what is more than a reasonable amount of time to get our job done. We're talking about 7 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Yes, Representative Miller, you want to get in this again, sir? Go ahead.
Sure, I need to explain your idea, Mr. Cotter.
That would be good.
No. there's just a couple of observations. I think with the bill, as you seek to amend it, I believe is very important because if we are on this committee going to ask all other workers in this state to take a pay freeze, and if we wanted to be in the position of allowing ours to be increased, I think that inconsistency would be noted, and it wouldn't say a lot about our leadership. On the second part, the amendment that was added in the subcommittee, to me, it demonstrates the wisdom of the bill that Senator Devlin and I co-sponsored with respect to annual limited sessions. This legislature lacks discipline in terms of time. This was simply an effort not to deprive anybody of justifiable compensation. It was simply a signal to those who are having a very difficult time at higher levels reaching a conclusion that the failure to do so does have a cost. It would be, in my judgment, better to finish up this session and retrieve and save some of this money and put it into programs that can help Oregonians.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senator Devlin, you haven't spoken yet. Please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will be very short. I think it's probably time that we go to an actual vote, and I would like to debate annual sessions, but I'd like to do it in the Rules Committee where the bill is.
All said.
I can't seem to get it there, plug it, so I'm not going to do it here.
Chairman, will you see this question on your amendment?
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator Carter. Question's been moved on the motion to delete the Dash 1 amendments. Any objections? Four objections. Let that be noted. You need to count those. Want to do a roll call? I don't think that's necessary, as long as there's only four. It doesn't affect the committee here. We're okay.
No.
All right. Having noted the four objections, any question by staff on the four objections? Raise your hand again, please. It would be Senator George, Representative Miller, Butler, and Representative Morgan. Having seen no others, motion passes. All right. Back to the bill. Representative Moore.
Yes, I would move House Bill 3644 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Any further discussion?
As modified.
Yes, as modified, indeed. Any further discussion? Objection?
I think we've said it all.
Okay. So Senator Carter and his objection. Senator Gordley. Further objections? If not, motion passes. I appreciate the committee's indulgence. Apologize for the confusion.
That's right.
The first many times. Thank you.
My estate with my per diem.
You can't